Hello, friends. My name is Missy, and this is my podcast. This is Me at 50. I am committed to helping build a healthier community, one beautiful person at a time. Whether it be building sustainable lifestyle habits, balancing hormones with nutrition, healing your gut and digestion, improving sleep, increasing energy, decreasing inflammation and bloating, or managing stress so you can finally get a good night's sleep. This is a place for us to chat about what it looks like and feels like to go from your best life in your 40s to an even better life in your 50s while navigating hormones, perimenopause, and menopause. Let's talk about finding balance over perfection, nourishing your body and the role nutrition plays, healthy movement, who you should surround yourself with and why that matters, anxiety, hot flashes, concentration, focus, sleep, cooking, relationships, and friends, all the things. This is me at 50. Now, before I move on, I want to make sure you're getting all of the best information because I love sharing. As a professional health coach, I am passionate about educating and providing quality information with the goal of creating a healthier community. Be sure to check out the show notes and sign up for my Authentic Wellness mailing list. This is an awesome resource for recipes, upcoming events, and more great information on ways that you can create that healthy lifestyle that you want. Just click on that link to sign up, or you can sign up by visiting my website, authenticwellness.net. And as a nice bonus, I'll send you an awesome freebie just for joining my community of fun. So we are back with Jordan. Welcome back again.
Thank you.
Yes, I just love it when you come here. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about arthritis. Joint pain, yes.
Arthritis, I hear so many people that struggle with arthritis. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I don't really understand what it is. So can we start there?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Right. So arthritis, the name itself means irritation, inflammation at the joint. That irritation is what causes pain, aching, stiffness, swelling. We think about the joint. Our joints are where two bones meet. You have a synovial membrane, which allows for lubrication, nourishment of the joint. And then we have cartilage in there that allows for that joint to move freely. Now, arthritis is a disruption of that portion of our joint. And that's what causes that achy stiffness. We don't have that slidey motion, which allows for proper motion, like flexibility, our precision of movement, and, you know, our ability to hold our weight. So arthritis is inflammation at that cartilage or swelling at that synovial membrane, and that causes that pain. So arthritis, achiness, inflammation at the joint.
Okay. Now, is there a root cause of arthritis? Like, where does it come from?
That is the big question. Okay. There are so many causes. They really divide up the type of arthritis that you can have kind of by the cause. I actually did not know this when I was doing a little bit of background. There's over 150 different types of arthritis. When I looked at that number, I'm like, that is so large.
That's a lot of arthritis. Okay.
Yeah, but they kind of group them together again by that cause. So some of those would be post-traumatic arthritis. So you can get arthritis after an injury, a fall on your knee, tearing your ACL, MCL, your meniscus, a sports injury, military injuries. Any injuries to a joint, you can cause some damage, some scar tissue, and that is a post-traumatic arthritis. You can have a spondyloarthritis. That includes more of that psoriatic. It's specific to the spine and pelvis. That's what that means. We're having arthritis into the spine and the pelvis.
So is that when people like go, oh, and they like kind of like stretch their back and they say, okay, my back is stiff. Is that what that means?
Potentially.
Okay.
This is a little bit of that gray area.
Okay. Okay.
Potentially. Because that can also be our osteoarthritis. So that's another type. That is actually the most common type of arthritis. And that is in the hands, hips, knees, and spine. So usually you'll hear people say, oh, yeah, I have the arthritis in my hands and my hip. Okay, that's mostly that osteoarthritis. Okay. And that one, I think, as a physical therapist, is maybe more of a frustrating one because we don't really know why that comes on other than age and some genetics.
Oh.
And sometimes I'll have patients who tell me, oh, yeah, I get told this is difficult because of my arthritis, or people just chalk it up to arthritis. That tends to be that osteoarthritis or degenerative joint disease. That's the same thing. That's the most common. Another type is an autoimmune. So rheumatoid arthritis, where it's actually in an autoimmune response. The body is attacking that joint surface. You can also have a crystal type deposits. That's commonly gout.
Okay.
Gout, if you've heard of gout, in the feet and the toes. You can have infection type of arthritis. So a septic arthritis, or if you've had a gastrointestinal infection, you can develop arthritis after that. Then there's the idiopathic, meaning we don't know why it comes on, it just came on. That one's very common for juvenile, like kids, idiopathic arthritis, having this inflammation at the joint. There are also other diseases that can cause symptoms like arthritis. So lupus, psoriasis, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, those kind of diagnoses, they cause that joint inflammation and irritation versus having a breakdown of that joint structure.
Okay, I see the difference. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Okay. That's a lot of 150
of
them.
So there's a lot of reasons why it can come about. And I think that tends to be a very frustrating point for people, not understanding why this is coming on. It's why some people kind of go through that, well, I'm going to my doctor, now I'm going to see this person, I'm going to see this person, before we really can find the reasoning why.
Right. Exactly. Which is frustrating, right? Yeah. When you don't feel good, you want to understand why.
How can I change
it? So you can fix it. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So it does feel like it's common. Is it common, or do I just know a lot of people that are talking about it?
It's extremely common. They say 1 in 4 adults will have it. That's about 58.5 million U.S. adults, they say. And then of those that do have arthritis, 1 in 4 say that they have that severe joint pain. And then 1 in 10 will limit and change their activity because of it. And this one kind of blew my mind. There's $303.5 billion estimated that's annually spent on arthritic medication spendings and a loss of wage.
That is significant. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Okay.
$303.5 billion.
I can't even wrap my brain around that kind of dollar amount. That's huge. Wow. And this is just medical spending to try to figure out how to fix it, how to make it feel better, mm-hmm. and then just lost time at work.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So when somebody is experiencing arthritis, what are some of the symptoms or things that their body shows?
We commonly know that arthritis comes on with age. So it's, how do I know that this is aches and pains maybe from some arthritis? Am I having arthritis pains? Or is this just, I slept funny and now my neck hurts? There is going to be pain specifically to our joints with motions like bending, stair climbing, getting up out of a chair first thing in the morning, having a little bit more achiness. We know that there can be swelling, redness, warmth around the joints, and that if you have those symptoms, those typically will be lasting more than 3 days. Yep, that stiffness or reduced motion, our day-to-day tasks. And then there's also symptoms that are not related to the joint but are also present, like having significant fatigue, itchy skin, rashes, fever, and in some of those autoimmune ones, you can have weight loss or hair loss. So it can be outside of the joint, per se, more widespread as well.
Wow. I guess I hadn't really made that connection, but you're absolutely correct. You know, autoimmune conditions, all of those, the skin irritations, rashes, all of those things. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So what if somebody has arthritis? Like, what is a long-term impact? Is it just that they're just going to be in pain and achy, or is there more to it?
Yes. So a lot of people will say, oh, well, I just have arthritis, I'm going to chalk it up to that. The great, great thing is you can have a lot of changes in your day-to-day. You can find management strategies where you are in control of the arthritis and it's not going to limit you. A big shock to me, I remember being in physical therapy school and they talked about this study that looked at scans of people who did not describe of having any pain. It was specific to the back, the spine. You could not have back pain in order to be in their study. And so they did scans and they found like I believe the number was like 56% of people had some kind of either disc disease, the degenerative joint disease, which is the arthritis, and had no pain. So while you can have arthritis, you can live without pain. As Wow. long as you're having proper management strategies, the muscles are supportive, the joint is still able to move, even though it might have some breakdown at that level, you can manage it. It doesn't have to be something you have to live with.
Okay, so that I think right there is the magic. So what what do we do? How do we control that pain?
Yeah, so there are some things that we can do. There are risk factors of arthritis that we can't control. So the things that we can, the weight management, we have that joint irritation, pressure on the joint increases that irritation at the cartilage level. So being able to unload the joints, decreasing some of that weight can improve. That's something that we can change with diet. Smoking, decreasing smoking, that's an inflammatory response. Making sure that we are watching for infections, some more of that like psoriasis or gout type, or that gastrointestinal infections that can cause, making sure that we're, you know, getting checkups from our doctors. Also managing our joint injuries. If you know that I fell on my knee, and now it feels a little unsteady, maybe I get that looked at, make sure that I am providing the proper support and stability so that this doesn't further into a problem if arthritis starts to appear. Now, those things that we can't control, which is a little bit more frustrating, age, we know as we get older, our risk increases. Gender, being women, we are more likely to experience osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis as well as fibromyalgia. Men tend to experience more gout symptoms.
I wonder why that is.
It has to be do with hormones.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Okay.
I know there's, and we've talked about before, women are more at risk for osteoarthritis because of our estrogen loss and not having that bone strength. So that is a component. Also genetics and how our body makeup is, just how our bone structure is can be a factor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Okay. So we determined that we have arthritis. What are some of the things that can be done to manage it?
Yeah. And this is that, so I might have joint pain now. I'm getting older. This might be arthritis, or I've been told I have arthritis. What can I do? That healthy weight that we talked about, nutrition, diet, making sure we're just fueling our body with good things. There's a lot of research that looks at the Mediterranean diet specifically with arthritis. And just because it emphasizes vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, you know, the seeds, the oils, having low fat, dairy, fish, but limiting those added sugars, the sodium, the high processed foods, the refined carbohydrates, the saturated fats, those are those internal inflammatory producers. Mm-hmm. So if you're already having inflammation in your body, you're fueling your body with some of those inflammatory things, it's going to make your pain increase. So that's a huge one, changing maybe what our diet looks like. Another one, improving sleep hygiene. Poor sleep aggravates our arthritis, causes us to be more fatigued, makes it harder for our muscles to work. So finding those good steps of avoiding caffeine before bed, avoid strenuous activity right before bed, avoiding screen time before bed. All of those good things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also getting regular checkups from your doctor, making sure that you are having a management team with you, because you can have arthritis, joint pain, but if you are having, you know, maybe the rheumatoid arthritis, that autoimmune, or you're having more of a spondyloarthritis, there are other things medically that we want to make sure we're monitoring to make sure that this doesn't progress and cause different factors of effect of pain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Staying physically active. This is probably the biggest one. So many times I hear people say, well, I hurt, so I just don't move anymore. Or I used to walk, my arthritis is acting up, so I'm just not going to be walking anymore. We know that aerobic exercise is just so good for the body. It's so good for lubricating the joints. Aquatic exercise, aquatic therapy decreases pressure on your joints, allows you to strengthen when you do have irritation. Resistive training allows for stronger bones, stronger joints. And having that being added into your daily routine is huge in order to maintain that physical activity. And it doesn't have to be part of my routine is going to the gym for an hour. You know, it's can I do small things here and there, stretching while I'm on the phone? Can I stand on one foot while I brush my teeth? You know, it's finding the ways to be active. And then I guess that leads into my last point of having that balance, though, that if you are having those symptoms of irritation, finding the times that are appropriate for rest. And that helps maintain your fatigue pain threshold then. I work a ton with patients on this. So when you are experiencing arthritis, what are you doing instead? Are you just stopping everything? Are you doing a different grouping of exercises? Because there is absolutely truth to weather is changing. I can feel pressure in my joints. I'm having pain.
I was going to ask you that.
I beat you to it.
You did.
It's super cool. We're actually like seeing research that we have joint receptors, or you have receptors in the joint per se that detect pressure. So like when you stand on your leg, you feel pressure into that joint because you're putting your weight into there. Mm-hmm. And so the working theory research right now is saying that those receptors are detecting changes of outside pressure. They're just getting really good at detecting pressure. But then if you're thinking of all that pressure then building up from then the atmosphere as well as then your body, it causes a lot of irritation. So yeah, it's absolutely true.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Okay.
But I work with, okay, so like this weekend.
Yeah.
Really brought in a cold front. People like all day today are like, I'm having a lot more joint pain today. I'm like, okay, well then what can we do instead of your regular exercises to still make sure we're maintaining the movement?
Well, and that's a really important point. Just because what you normally do hurts, right? Or causes you more pain, finding something else to do instead of just not doing anything. Mm-hmm. That's where you can help, right? Because you can say, okay, well, when you have pain, here's a set of other exercises, or here's a list of other things. Like you were saying, standing on one foot while you're brushing your teeth. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be something where you're going to a gym or you're going to a place to do it. There's mm-hmm. probably lots of things that people can engage in that keep their body moving.
Yeah.
That can help.
A lot of the times we can develop, like, these are the exercises that you can do in bed when it's really hard to stand and do our exercises. When you are feeling really good, here's this group of exercises we can do, you know, outside or at the pool, or, you know, that are a little bit more challenging that we can work on the balance. Mm-hmm. But then again, if today is not one of those days, let's do these more stability ones that aren't going to be as impacting on the joints.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's finding the strategies and then helping it fit into what your body is telling you, yeah. Helping you maintain it so that you can manage arthritis.
Exactly. And I love that. And I think it's another perfect example of, you know, we don't know what we don't know. And mm-hmm. so finding someone like yourself that is an expert in this area, we can come and say, these are the things that we're challenged with. And you have a whole list of things that we could do that we wouldn't know if we didn't seek out the information. So it's another really great opportunity to use something that's causing us pain, or it's impacting our quality of life. And you're a fabulous resource to help work through it. So this was great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think this was the most positive conversation I've ever had about arthritis. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
And that's a wrap for today, my friends. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you liked what you heard, I would really appreciate it if you sent it to a friend or shared on your social media if you think there's something in here that can be helpful for someone else. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, I'd love for you to leave a positive review and rating. Until next time, my friend, I wish you all the best that life has to offer. Make it a great day.